So, I'm just asking the derivations.
You want to amend
Yep.
4.2? All right. Good evening. I'd like to call Agenda 24-22 regular council meeting, Village of CarMax, 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November 19th. Sorry. The agenda, we have one amendment, 4.2 under delegations, Elevator Yukon update.
Make a motion that we accept the agenda as amended.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor? Motion to adopt the meeting for November 5th, 2024.
I'll move.
Second.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Motion for a special meeting November 13th, 2024.
I'll make a motion to adopt those minutes.
Second.
I'll second.
Whoops. All in favor? Thank you very much. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Going over the last month's policing report. Congratulations to the new appointees. This is my first meeting with you fine folks, so thanks for having me. If you have any questions as we go through this, feel free to stop me at any time and ask. I'm an open book. October was a great month for us as far as call volume goes. It was actually our lowest month of calls year to date, with the fewest amount of calls involving alcohol, which was quite nice. Although that said, we still have 160 of our nearly 500 calls with alcohol as the primary driving factor. So continues to be the main thing that keeps us employed here. But aside from that, just going through things, we did get our new LiDAR, which is a handheld laser device. So I'm not sure, you may or may not have seen us. We rode a total of 9 times throughout the month, just doing speed traps. A lot of warnings in the first couple were given just so people in the town aren't immediately thrown off by a new mode of enforcement, but so far it's been pretty well received. And even the relief members that we're bringing in, they're keen to use it as well, so they've been getting out on the highway and using that to do commercial vehicle enforcement, which is nice to see, getting them involved. Throughout the month, we were I say we, it was a lot of it was Greg, really heavily involved with some stuff at the school. We did do our annual Halloween, Dennis, event at the detachment, which went off quite well. We had numerous kids and families come, had our hot chocolate set up, and campfire there in front of the detachment went quite nicely. And then Constable Tremblay, our newest member in town, has been going to community hockey. And when I can, I've been trying to get into curling nights. As far as big files for the month, we did have a sexual assault that was reported to us that resulted in one individual being charged. Usually don't give out too many updates regarding sexual assaults, but it's always a big one that people normally circle when they see it on our list because they are few and far between, which is good. And yeah, the next court circuit happens to be in January. It's quite a distance away, but we'll get to see sort of how things play out going forward from there. And then their other big file was the sudden death that took place, unfortunately, with Mr. Van Fleet. And yeah, that has transitioned to be a coroner's case, and there's no suspicious elements in that that required us to bring up any additional resources. And aside from that, unless you have any specific questions, there's nothing too pressing that went on in October that, unless you guys think otherwise. But I'm here to field any questions if so. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, I'll give you a heads up. This month has also been a little bit of the same. So things are going well. And if there's any issues or any areas you'd like to see us doing laser enforcement, like last time was mentioned on River Drive, we're always just a phone call away. Say, hey, can you guys set up here or set up there? Or I think this might be an issue. And you can share that with anyone else too. If you think that there's specific areas we need to focus on for traffic enforcement, then.
Although it's not a municipal road, Campbell Highway.
Okay.
And they like, yeah, it's bad. It's like as soon as people turn that corner, they're like, oh, it's a highway. And 100, 120, or you see them, I can be at Lorraine's house and we see them slamming on their brakes because they see a corner coming.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, truth be told, we probably don't get out on the Campbell as much as we would want to. So I can pass that along to the team and have them head out there a bit more often. I know the relief members like going out there just because it's a really nice drive and whatnot.
But it's insane. Like, yeah. And that's a scary road to be driving on that fast in winter.
Yes, especially when people are just abandoning cars in the middle of the road as well. There's a couple of those this month that I'm sure Dennis probably had to deal with, but those have since been removed, thankfully.
Maybe you can give us a little update on the Facebook post of somebody with a stroller trying to get somewhere type of thing. I guess it's just a traveler.
I'd have to be honestly updated on that one. I don't have Facebook myself, okay. So I didn't. No one has made us aware of any complaints about that.
Because one of your members was here, because he was here talking, like, sitting and questioned him, and just passing through type of thing.
Has anybody seen him?
He was here in the office.
Did he stop for very long in the town?
For a few days.
Oh, he stayed here.
I'm curious where they're staying.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry, I am familiar with the file. I don't have much of an update. I know Greg's working on that one in particular. I'll have more of an update for you next round, but he didn't update me before he went on days off. So I was somewhat familiar with that one, the full details, but yeah.
I guess everybody else is watching too. So
sorry?
Everybody else is aware and watching, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. He did update on me. I just I had a few other things on the go, so I'll have to get him, or I'll get another update. I can talk to you more about it as well after the fact and give you a more thorough update. But yeah,
okay.
All right.
We've seen three different.
Get that curling going.
Trying. I've gone a couple times, and then the kiddos haven't been around, so I'm hoping that more people show up.
When is it? Mondays.
Mondays. Yeah, not the best night sometimes, but
yeah. I just have
it is what it is.
Be reminded.
Yeah.
Let's go court curling.
Do it.
Monday is curling.
Monday's curling.
Okay.
Yeah. Be there.
Yeah. Curl the wire.
Break out the broom.
Thank you, David.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks. Take care. Okay, moving on. We have Elevator Yukon, Jordan Stackhouse. Not here?
No.
Okay. We can say hi to Jenna. Hi, Jenna.
Hey,
Jenna.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Did you want to address the council or saying hello? And yeah, I don't know. Thank you for making the council meeting. I know you've been busy today.
Yeah, I just will say welcome. Everybody at the table has lots of experience, so yeah, the CarMax Mayor and Council is looking great, and I'm happy to be working with CarMax again this term.
Perfect. Thank you, Jenna. So moving on, correspondence, Megan Johnson, Chicken and Hens Inquiry, Animal Bylaw 252-18. Are we doing a...
Is this actual correspondence from her, or is it more like
probably should
have new and unfinished business?
Yeah, we can load that.
We make it 8.4 or 8.2.
Move it down. Okay. Council activity reports. Doris.
I went to the Remembrance Day service on November 11th and placed the wreath for the Village of Carmel's upside down. And I went to the special meeting on November 13th. And then I'm not sure if everybody's aware, but our fire chief received one of UConn's 125 awards.
Oh, wow.
And the government of UConn presented the final commemorative medals to exceptional UConners in celebration of UConn's 125th anniversary. The recipients were nominated for displaying values of leadership and reconciliation and contributed significantly to the well-being of the territory. Lake is known for his leadership and volunteerism in CarMax. Lake has served as a fire chief within the CarMax Fire Hall, being a coach and organizer with the CarMax Hockey Association and an EMR first responder. And there's a list of the other people that received them this time, and it's a pretty impressive list for Blake to be on, with people like Larry Bagnell, Ione Christensen, Peter Johnson. It's wow. Really impressive. So
we should put a congratulations up on the sign for him.
Yeah, and there may, I just would like something in the minutes about it, please. Thank you. That's all I have to
offer. Well, congratulations, Blake.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dennis?
I got down to watch a little bit of hockey with Corey there one day, but other than that, I just been working. Been crazy. No, so other than that, I have nothing to report.
Sarah?
I also attended the Remembrance Day ceremony. We definitely need to get some kind of a microphone there, and the special meeting. I also was looking at the website, and there's a few things that I'm going to be emailing principal that needs to be updated or spell checked.
Sure.
Yeah. And I will be working on my bio to send him as well.
Yes, please.
Corey? Same. I attended the special meeting. I did not attend the Remembrance Day ceremony. I don't really have anything to report other than I spent a lot of time at the arena and enjoy it thoroughly, and I'm happy with the concession. I like the new concession. I like the option of being able to do that. And I've just been spending some time on the website, refamiliarizing myself with village bylaws and stuff.
Thank you. My report is, I also attended the special meeting on November 13th. I also attended Remembrance Day as a ranger, and thank you, Doris and Vera, and everybody else from the community for their support in that. I too enjoyed the new concession, with some minor hockey stuff going on there. It's pretty busy. Also tuned into our local Yukon Northern Tishoni curling team in Barrie to watch their first game in the club ceremonies. So it is on YouTube. I know a few people have been sharing around the website. You could check out if you want. There'll be another game on Thursday, so you can support them.
Did they win their first game?
No, but they went to an extra end. But, didn't get the point they needed. But other than that, I've been working closely with Prince here, just on a few things that you see on the agenda. And just some small tasks around the office. That's all I have. AYC.
Just reiterate that the newly elected training will be on November 29th and 30th, and the board of directors meeting will be on the 1st of December. And the 29th of November is my birthday, so we might want to have something special.
Can you say that a little louder, Doris? Thank you, Doris. Thank
you.
All right, moving on to bylaws. Bylaw enforcement titles, clarification, bylaw 311-24, third reading. Put that the table.
I'll make a motion that we give bylaw number 311-24, being the bylaw enforcement title clarification bylaw, third and final reading.
Seconder.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
When will his formal swearing in ceremony be?
When will his swearing in ceremony be? This bylaw is to say about clarification, swearing in ceremony. I guess we would have to, yeah.
I would recommend it being at any regular council meeting, so we're not making a special meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Next regular meeting.
We are just expecting the badges to be.
Okay, so based off of the badges,
yeah,
then we can make it on a regular council meeting.
Yeah.
Well, once the badges are here.
Are we creating our own oath of office and commitment to uphold the ordinances, I guess? Our own oath of office?
So
who's
might have to get somebody new for that.
Doing this swearing in ceremony.
Yeah.
The designated municipal officer can usually do most of that. We'll have to could bring somebody special in for it.
Okay.
Yeah, the last three elections they've had someone special come.
Yeah.
Or two anyway, last two elections.
It can be. It can be a notary public. It can be a designated municipal.
Yeah, when we had one in town, it was a little more convenient.
Mm-hmm. I think the CAO is a designated
municipal. I believe so. So.
With school council, you can get the RCMP to swear you in as well.
Yeah, they are commissioners of oath in Yukon, I believe.
Any other discussion on bylaw in general as to how it reads? Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
The only thing is the signatures, because right now you are still the CAO. So it should probably be deputy mayor and acting CAO. Because as we're passing it.
No,
we
appointed a CAO. We appointed interim CAO.
That's coming.
I see.
But not the third reading yet.
In order on the agenda, I guess. Yeah.
I can.
We didn't officially. That's next.
That's next. I can table it. And come back to it.
We could table it and come back to it for signing. Actually, it just says 19th day in November, so it's the same date, so it should be.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Should be fine. But the signatures on the next one should probably still be.
The signatures on the next one should be, yeah. But we'll do
yes.
All in favor.
Yes, okay.
Just need to fix the signature lines on that one, that's all.
Okay, so you want it to read?
No, I mean, sorry.
The actual lines?
The format.
That's all. How they line up. Okay. Any other amendments to the?
But nothing.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all in favor. There we go. Thank you. Okay, moving on to VOC CAO appointment bylaw 312-24 for third reading.
I'll make a motion to give bylaw 312-24. A bylaw to establish the position of chief administrative officer and to make provisions for appointments. Third reading.
Seconded.
I'll second it.
I have
no questions.
I have one minor change.
Yeah.
You're okay with it. It just says bylaw 288-23 shall be repealed on the retirement of the incumbent, but it's not in the retirement of the incumbent. It's just. Just maybe we can just say shall be repealed on the passing of this bylaw.
Okay.
And the signatures on it.
And the signatures you want it to
Well, it should be deputy chief or deputy mayor and
an interim
and acting
act it says an interim.
Yeah,
so it's so, the acting CAO.
Yeah.
You got that? Okay.
Because then it would be like Dennis and you signing it and then it's official.
Any others? Seeing any, I'll call all in favor. Okay, moving on to 7.3, signing authority bylaw 313-24, first and second reading, but put it on the table, first reading.
I'll make a motion to give first reading to bylaw 313-24, bylaw to establish a position of CAO and to make provision for appointment. I think the title is incorrect.
Oh, is it the?
Am I in the wrong one?
Yeah, we're doing the signing. Oh, yeah, it is the. Yes, the title on the signing authority is wrong.
So the. It should say the VOC signing authority bylaw.
A bylaw to establish the signing authority for the Village of Carmax.
Did we get a second on that?
No, I'll second.
Okay, now I'll put it on the table. Any questions or changes? Other than the title.
Would you tell Dennis he's got signing authority?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can read my X.
Should the signing authority bylaw also have something in it about who will have access to credit cards?
So they already have access to credit cards as department heads.
There's a procurement policy, right?
Okay. Just, yeah, because I know like the CAO credit card and there was a mayor credit card as well. Those would be.
Yeah, so the CAO one would be changed or canceled for. That, yeah. So it would be a new issue. It's only first reading, so you see any others.
Maybe the change to the repealed section again.
Okay, so that's the bylaw 292-23 shall be repealed on the retirement of the incumbent. Should be changed to.
I don't know what 292-23 is. Because do we have a signing authority bylaw from before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every CAO that changes over.
So it should just be
to be repealed on the third
passing of this
bylaw.
Got that, Prince?
That makes sense.
And you're okay with the signing part, or are you going to change that one too?
Not much. It's fine. He's appointed now.
Okay. First reading, I'll put the questions final. Any? Not seeing any? All in favor, first reading? Okay, thank you. VOC signing authority bylaw 313-24, second reading, with amendments made to the title and the repeal. Any other, I'll make the motion or put the motion on the table for.
I'll make that motion for second reading.
Okay, seconder. Dennis? Okay. Any other changes? Questions on the table?
I don't think we can make changes during first reading.
Second.
Yeah.
Seen any others? Motion. All in favor? Thank you. All right, moving on. New and unfinished business. 8.1 joint council meeting with LSCFN proposed date. Anybody have any dates they would like to see? I know that they have some dates. Like they're busy for January?
No,
December.
Yeah.
Those are our choices?
No.
They're busy on these dates.
Okay. It's just to reach out to get that started. If they have, we can pick some dates. That's possibly in this new year coming or what that looks like, but just to put the offering out there and then we can wait for them to answer back on what works for them as well.
You don't think before Christmas?
So we be tight.
That's it's only 4 or 5 weeks away.
I was going to say, it'd be pretty nice to have a year end one.
They have a Christmas holiday on the 20th to the 6th. So it might be a new year thing, date, but I just wanted to put it out there so that at least it's there and you can start thinking about maybe dates that you want to pick.
Corey, you were going to squeeze in the last.
Pardon me?
You were going to squeeze in some with them in December?
Yeah, and they have a new council orientation planned and some other things.
Okay, we did send out a congratulations letter from all of us to LSCFN and Chief Russell and the counselors, just congratulating them. So this would be the next, basically, letter that we'd be sending out just to get the feeler out there of, on the horizon. It would be nice to pick at least a couple dates to have on there of an idea.
Is there a particular night of the week that worked
well? Well, the council meetings for LSCFN are Mondays, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we're on Tuesday. So, I mean, any other days of the week that.
Well, the 10th would work. It's still a Tuesday, but it's not our Tuesday.
January?
Oh, no, December.
December?
They have a new council orientation fund. Maybe the 18th, that would be.
Yeah, 16, 17, 18, 19, and respect.
The 18th could work. It could be our little Christmas get together and just like a nice.
If it works for them.
Yeah. Way to.
So you want to put that down, 18th?
Maybe a couple of days would be good to suggest.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
What was the 16th? What day is it?
Monday. Yeah, it's a Monday. Their council meetings are on Mondays.
So 17th, 18th, or 19th?
The 17th is our council meeting.
Okay, so 18th or 19th or New Year?
Yeah.
8th and 9th?
Of the January? Okay. Anybody else? 8th, 9th, January?
Could give them all four of those dates, maybe.
Yeah.
See which they prefer.
Yeah, those will work with me.
Okay. Who's hosting? Is it, whose turn is it?
It's our turn.
It's our turn, right?
Because I missed the last one.
Yeah. I believe it is the VSU start.
So we have to know in advance of, so we can get an order.
Okay.
We have decided last meeting that we would have only late before the budget. So then we have some things to tell them, or they have something, so they can put in our budget.
Okay.
So it would be better if we put in this month.
Okay.
We'll try.
Okay. All right. I just want to welcome Jordan.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello, how are you?
Good, 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 good. I'm just hanging out until we're ready to talk about the report here.
All right. We have two more things on the agenda, and then we'll get back to it.
Yeah, take your time. No worries.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan. All right, 8.2, request for VOC municipal employee Christmas party, service shutdown, time off. What these schedules will look like. I don't know if Prince, do you have something up there? So, there you go.
There's one thing to consider, though, and because I don't think we can talk about like just 3 days, because Public Works, 3 days for them is...
Public Works, I think, more than a separate schedule.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about them.
But if we approve 3 days off,
they'll get paid in lieu.
Yeah. Because their 3 days off is like for 30 hours.
Yeah. So they don't take extra time off?
Yeah, mostly.
Someone has to be on call.
Yeah, it's on call.
I am also suggesting letting the staff decide what option works best for them, but to also have, say, if they chose option two, they could have a half, like half a day of the 21st or the 31st as well, like 3.5 days. But that's just my suggestion.
Set the option for them to work. They don't choose.
Why? Why can't they?
Or
based off the operation.
I think normally we take it in the month of, or the week that Christmas occurs, like Christmas the Monday, occurs. Tuesday,
Friday. Usually, yes.
23, 24, 27. I like that one.
The 23, 24, 27?
Yeah.
First one?
But I think we should also give a half a day off on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah. He wants to sit now. Still,
does this mean all facilities will be closed those days as well?
I think so. People are going to have a lot of garbage, stinky garbage.
Now's the time to designate the days that it would be operational based off those. Well, you're like Christmas Eve,
but why?
Like,
on New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's.
Because the managers and supervisors would know best if it was just you have 3 days off to take, or you have this many hours to take. Operationally, they could decide what works best for their either the landfill or the rec center. Or
the rec center would probably just be closed. But I don't think the landfill.
Option two? Where's happening?
Yeah. Because it...
Then it will work for landfill guys too, so we don't have to
adjust that.
Yeah, because it's already will be. They will take Saturday off, and they will have Saturday off, and they also have Monday off already.
But the landfill is open on the Friday, Saturday, and Monday, and Tuesday, supposedly, not Monday.
Yeah, the only day is Monday.
But 27, 28, and 31 is supposed to be open. So we could give them those days, I guess.
So the landfill would be closed until the
31st, from the 22nd till the 31st, or 24th till the 31st.
Yeah, it's good. We are giving them 3 days off, right? 27, 28, 31st.
Yeah.
So these days that they don't work on 29 and 30.
Yeah.
So they will have the street.
That'll line up with
yeah.
the days.
Yeah.
So option two.
Seven.
Right?
So that's that puts the dump closed for a full week with people's garbage after Christmas.
Yeah. Unless we schedule a day in there.
I think they should work one day and give them
to
January 2nd or something, maybe.
Yeah, that's where it has to considerations with operational, the managers of.
Yeah.
Because that's a long time for a dump to be closed.
It is.
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I know.
2 days.
At least
within
one.
That.
At least one. I think.
Well, if you miss it, then.
Yeah, then you're hooped.
So 2 days.
Two would be better.
2 days would be ideal.
Would it be the same for all staff? Like, would the rec center then be open that one day?
I don't know.
No, not essentially service, right? Where's the dump? You need that service.
I would think.
Right.
But then people with kids home over Christmas would like the arena to be open too, I suppose.
Just open on 28th, middle of the day.
On Saturday.
One day, the 28th, or you want more than one?
I think one day is sufficient with just enough notification to the public saying we're open on this day. The rest of the days,
maybe even put something in the mail because not everybody has Facebook.
That's what I said. I missed my Hoover.
Can put on website.
But for the people that don't have the social media, they need to know by letter form.
It's a mail out.
A mail out. Which is
well, no one's checking their mail anyway because
well, the local.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but.
Is the local post office?
Yes, you can still do like
flyer mail,
but is anyone going to check it knowing that there's nothing coming in really?
I'm sure there's ways to get the word out there, but just to like let people know, like the staff deserve extra time off too, so don't get upset when the landfill is not open all the time, but it will be open this one day to help you with your Christmas extras.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for that consideration.
So just one day, no.
One day, 28th.
And give them January 2nd in lieu of.
You can give them a day in lieu of that.
So we only need to open landfill or?
Just the landfill.
We only need one person. Second will be open.
Two people. It'll be busy.
Landfill?
I believe.
Is it safe
for however them? Whatever they think.
Is it safe for
it's
them?
It's not
going to
be the recycling center. It's just going to be the landfill, right?
Is it safe for them to work?
Or is it going
to
be cardboard? That's what I'm asking. But it's
a lot of discussion.
So that's two people, right? Two people.
I think anybody should be working on
no,
if people are angry about it being closed, yeah, I would just to. If there's a witness of someone pulling up yelling, you know.
Okay, so we're just talking about.
Oh, an extra. Two people.
Two people. One is the recycling.
Yeah.
One is the landfill.
And they bought back and forth usually anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Then there's an extra person.
And then on the 20th, that's the 28th. And they'll get a day in lieu on the 2nd. Yeah.
If
that lines up.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Is that going to work out?
I would say if we open on the landfill that we did on last statutory holiday, that only we open the landfill. Then on the 2nd, we only have to give one person.
Okay.
And the 2nd,
we'll put it like that for now. We'll come back to that.
Thank you.
Eight point three VOC. Municipal staff and elected officials Christmas party.
Do you want a resolution for 8.2?
Well, I think probably you should.
It's just adjusting the one day.
Sure,
we can make a motion or a resolution.
I'll move that we give municipal employees a service shutdown and time off for 3 additional days during the Christmas season as requested.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Thanks, Corey.
Well said.
All right. 8.3, VOC and municipal staff and elected officials Christmas party.
That's my question always.
Well, do we have?
It's just been the same.
It's all the same? Okay.
There should be a mayor's line item of like a.
We're just putting out the idea.
Well, but how do we pay for it?
That's the next thing. It could be brings a dish. It could be we supply something. There is an allotted amount for the fire department, and there's an allotted amount. Is the rec doing well? So
the rec direct department is doing their
You own. Could have it as a whole thing. That was what a couple of suggestions were. So that
I think it's a great idea. I love
as one whole
Christmas parties and chatting with staff.
All staff and council.
And no separate ones that are.
Yeah, everyone together.
But I think the fire department should still have their separate one. Because it's up to them really, but it's not, they're volunteers, right? It's a separate, they're not paid staff.
Most of them, they just work with us.
Most of them work with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There are a few that aren't, but yeah.
Myself, okay. I'm good with whatever decided.
One big one's fine with me too then.
Okay, pick a date.
After I'm back from holidays.
Your favorite thing would be for
when are you back?
December 9th.
Back December 9th?
Well, I'm back in the Yukon December 8th.
Can we know what days work for the staff? Like non-program, there's no programs going on.
We can get back to you by email on the date.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And yeah. Okay.
All right. We're going to move back to delegations 4.2, Elevator Yukon, Jordan.
No, what about the chicken and hen?
8.4.
Oh, 8.4. Sorry, I forgot. Sorry, Jordan. 8.4, Megan Johnson, Chicken and Hen Inquiry, Animal Control Bylaw 252-18.
She needs that special hen permit, and we don't have the application for it.
Did she actually provide a written application?
Okay. Yes.
Or whatever?
A letter.
A letter.
Okay.
Yes.
May
have 14 days?
Yes. But I think that she was asked to ask her neighbors, or there was confirmation of her neighbors.
I actually got a comment on that. Someone was suggesting that was here that she shouldn't have to ask neighbors because you could have a neighbor that don't like you.
Hold it against your chickens.
Unless it's, you're right, unless it says in here that you need approval of your neighbor, she doesn't really have to ask.
Well, like I said, it's always been with me. I'm being, get up pretty early. I don't want to be up all night listening to hens and whatnot, but at the same time, if someone just didn't like you, they could just flat out say, well, I'm not going to do that for Dallas or for Doris. So I don't know if we should. It is good to get permission from neighbors, of course, but.
But there's no provision in the bylaw for it.
I'm fine either way. I don't.
So you're only moving the amount of numbers, but increasing the amount of numbers that she's allowed. That's what
we actually don't even have to approve it. It's now your job.
Does it say in here who has to approve it? Like, why is it like
the development officer?
Yeah.
You just ask her to please keep it in control.
Yeah, the CAO chef.
I'm missing that section, I think. Like, isn't there a section in here that says if you want more than a certain maximum number of hens permitted is 12? If you want more than the 12, you need to get special permission, right?
And if it's non-residential, you can have 25 outside of residential.
Well, and that's country residential.
It's country residential, but
how many was she asking?
20 to 30.
Yeah, which is
it's only for a short period of time.
Yeah. And they're supposed to be in coops between 11 and 7, so you shouldn't be able to hear them.
No.
Okay, so you want to pass that on to acting CEO?
Yep. Just
Everybody else is in agreement? Yeah. All right.
Is it here because you needed a decision from us?
In 14 days, if it's because of the
So do you
acting
need,
part.
as far as a decision from council, do you need a resolution?
The resolution could be to move it to the CEOs.
To agree to increase the amount.
Yeah.
And so can I make a motion to approve exceeding the maximum number of hens and direct administration to provide a special permit to Miss Johnson for her chickens? Maybe we get chicken out of it.
Do we have a seconder on it?
I'll second.
All in favor? Thanks. All right. Moving up to delegations, elevator, Yukon, Jordan Stackhouse, welcome.
Hey guys. Just before I begin, I just want to double check that you guys are comfortable discussing this in an open meeting, be just touching on personnel issues and people's resumes and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we can do we can call you after if we go into in camera. If you'd
It's
like to
totally
do
up to you
that,
guys.
I believe that would be probably ideal.
Yeah, we can go in camera now.
Or we could
No,
just end the meeting and discuss the resumes with them outside of the
we can
meeting.
go through the rest, the question period, then
Yes.
in camera, then in germ. Like we can do that.
But
Yeah, I
if
think at this point, Your
myself.
Worship, like we wouldn't be asking for counsel for any resolutions this evening, other than just kind of a general agreement on the findings of my report. And I think just good practice to protect the privacy of the individuals there.
Thank
So
you.
yeah, I'm happy to just hang out online. You guys can conclude your meeting. I won't go anywhere. And then just let me know when you're ready for me. I'll be listening in though.
Right. Thank you, Jordan. All right. Well, I'll call question period. Not seeing any questions. Then we'll put a motion to in camera.
We can't have him at an in-camera session
Yes,
either.
it would be
Oh,
ending
it'd
the
just
meeting,
be
and we
attending
just
the whole
end the
meeting.
meeting,
Okay.
I think. I'll make a
Uh-huh.
motion to adjourn.
We can't have people that are in camera, can we? I don't think so. It doesn't seem right.
Are you able to end the recording part?
Yeah.